be
Thursday.
Is it Thursday?
Yeah, we are getting okay. We are getting almost better at showing up on time.
Yes, we are.
At this whole time change thing.
Yes, good job, daylight savings time.
Getting there. By next week, we should be here by 6:03 every
morning.
Hey,
whoa, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
I'm sorry.
I mean, come on.
Setting us up for failure.
I know. Come on, dude. Let's be honest. This daylight savings time thing is not
really
our
sucks.
Friend.
It was really difficult to go to sleep last night again.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Quite the opposite.
Oh.
It was the Nuggets. My basketball team.
Uh-huh.
NBA team.
Uh-huh.
They were playing the Knicks.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to make you care. Carmelo Anthony. Mello.
He likes chocolate.
He is the man. He was the man.
Oh.
He played for us, the Nuggets. He played for the Nuggets for years.
Okay.
Huge fan.
And then
he was like, this town sucks. And I was like, what? Wait, what? I don't like playing here. And it got, like, really, really crappy. Mm-hmm. And there was, like, all this craziness. They traded him.
Mm.
And, like, half of the team,
disowned
including him. Chauncey Billups, who at the time was, like, my favorite Nugget,
mm-hmm.
To the Knicks. Got rid of him.
Oh, so last night.
Last night was the first time in a, you know, it's been a year and a half, that he's been back to Denver. Mm.
Uh-huh.
It was... And the Knicks are pretty good.
So it was a good game?
No.
Ooh.
We destroyed them. And it was incredible.
Good.
Loved it. I think the Nuggets are going to go far this year. I'm excited.
So but, I'm watching other basketball? I'm supposed to get into other basketball
You don't have
games
to get
now?
Into the NBA. You don't have to. It's no. No.
Okay.
No. You just get into the Lobos. Who, guess what?
Won.
They won last night.
They won. The mid... West.
Nope.
Mid.
Nope.
North.
No.
South.
What is our... Come on. What's our conference?
Mountain West.
Yes.
Woo. I was getting really nervous.
At least you got it. Eventually.
Mountain West Conference. Is that what it is?
Mountain West Men's Championship. Yeah.
Dang it.
The semifinals going down in Vegas tomorrow, 7 p.m. Now, here's the best part.
What are
we beat Wyoming,
which is
59-46.
Wow.
What do you mean, which is we beat Wyoming.
Okay, but is that good? Okay. Like, are they better than us?
No, we beat Wyoming.
Okay. Well, I know, but like, were they ranked?
We're the one seed.
I don't know.
We're the best.
Got it. I get it. One seed because I get it now.
But are you ready for this?
Oh, no.
Dun, 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 dun,
we
dun,
are.
Dun, 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 dun. Stever.
What?
Tell us what we've won.
Game.
Uh-huh. And guess who we're playing in the next round, Mitch?
The...
Come on, you can do this.
Aztecs.
Oh!
We're playing the Aztecs?
Come on, dude. Come on.
The Mayans. The
Mayans? No, we're playing the Aztecs. The school. Come on, name the school. You can do this. I believe in you.
She can't do this.
No, I can't.
She can't. Wow. Considering you saw them play once already.
Hey, we almost
oh,
were going
to... Oh, San Diego?
San Diego State.
Well, I didn't know they were the Aztecs.
We were almost going to end up playing Boise State.
Almost.
And if Stever wouldn't have said Aztecs, I would have said San Diego, since that was my next guess. But Aztec totally threw me off, because we have Aztec New Mexico.
Yeah, no.
After the Lobo game, mm-hmm. I heard one of the CBS sports analysts say... again, something about the Lobos being considered
a two seed at least.
No, one, which won't happen. It's not going to happen.
No.
But there's some love coming from some of the CBS analysts.
That's cute. I don't think we're a one seed. I think Duke's a one seed.
Yeah.
I think Indiana is a one seed.
No.
No.
Duke.
I think. Well, there's four one seeds.
Which, by the way. Never mind.
Georgetown? If they win the Big East?
No.
You don't think they're worthy of a one?
Nope. No one this year except now that Ryan Kelly's back at Duke.
Yeah. Anyways. Lobos.
Lobos.
Lobos win.
Good.
Yeah, so Friday, UNLV is playing Colorado State University. Yep. And the Lobos will be taking on San Diego State. So what are you hoping for, Steve-O?
What do you mean, what am I hoping for? I hope we crush them.
Okay, but what are you hoping for in the other game?
Oh, in the other game.
The one that's happening next?
No, Colorado State. Ooh. Well, no, you know what? Heck with that. I hope Colorado State wins. I really do.
You don't want UNLV to have a home court?
No, that's lame. Every
year
it bugs me.
It's Pitt West.
Yeah.
It is the...
UNLV, Mitch, is...
University of Las Vegas.
Uh-huh. And the tournament is in Las Vegas every year.
Not only in Las Vegas, on their home
at
court.
At their home court. It'd be like having it in the Pit every year. But it's like, oh, you can't do that. That's biased.
Terrible
Wait
traffic.
A second. So we have it at the Thomas and Mack at like every year. What? That's just where it is.
Okay.
I don't know.
Is it just because it's
I feel
convenient?
Like the person who wins the tournament the next year should have... So, like, if we won this year, it should
that
be
won't,
the pit
That won't
year.
Happen.
Traffic.
Never happen. They tried to have the tournament up in Colorado for 3 years straight, and the attendance was horrid.
Mm-hmm.
They moved it to Vegas, and guess what? People went.
Yeah. Yep. It's your story.
I don't want to talk about that. It's annoying.
Go Colorado State. I don't care that they beat us. It'd be
they beat
neutral.
Us.
It'd be neutral. No, Colorado State didn't beat us. What am I saying? I'm tired. I'm exhausted.
Air Force beat us. Is that the only place, the only one that beat us? Who
no.
else beat
well,
us?
Well, then Wyoming earlier. Beat Air Force and we beat Wyoming. It's total parody.
There you go. Boom!
Oh. It's like this weird triangle.
Yeah.
I think I'm done talking about basketball.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Bye. So I guess that's
good.
It then. You were done?
I was done.
All right. So go Lobos.
Yay.
Friday night against San Diego State. Anyways, the Nuggets won too.
Mm,
it was
good.
A good night.
Good.
It's a good night of basketball.
I'm proud of everyone who won that you wanted them to win.
Yeah. So you're talking about not being able to go to sleep last night? The Nuggets, the Nuggets were playing the Knicks.
Mm-hmm.
Huge game. I've been excited for this game for weeks. And texting Ramsey back and forth. And then it got to halftime. And, you know, halftime's like 20 minutes of halftime. So I'm watching. And then I woke up and I was laying in my wife's lap.
Oh.
I had fallen asleep.
That's nice.
And then I was like, well, going to bed.
Yeah.
Missed the rest of the game. I went to bed at like 9:30.
You still have your contacts in? You're like ripping
yep.
them out of your
no,
eyes?
No. When
oh,
I say,
you don't take them out?
When I say, going to bed, that means I literally get up and as I'm walking towards the bedroom, I'm disrobing. And there's like a trail of clothes leading to the room. And I just fall into bed. I don't brush my teeth. I don't.
Well, that yeah. makes sense.
Yeah.
But no contacts?
No,
I
no.
have to take my contacts no. out. Otherwise,
why does brushing your teeth not make sense? That's gross.
You well, if I'm going to bed. But the thing is, I can't sleep with my contacts in. I can't. They hurt so bad. Like, even if my eyes are closed, it ruins the entire next day.
If taking my contacts out or brushing my teeth before bed were hanging over a
contacts.
Cliff and I had to, like, hold on to one, no, I'd brush my teeth. You're gross.
Contacts.
You're gross. You're nasty.
Well, chances are I brush my teeth, like, right after dinner anyway.
Oh, okay. Oh, see, I don't do that.
See, I do that.
All right.
Maybe we have different lives.
Oh, it is Thirst Snooze Day. That's coming up in 10 minutes.
Indeed.
We got a lot of stuff planned for the show today.
We totally do.
It's going to be outstanding.
Amazing.
Like this here mustache. Didn't even wax it today. This is what it looks like.
I can tell. Didn't do anything to it.
Steve Owen Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. The digital age, all the poor and powerless, and one of my favorite ways to wake up.
Definitely.
I love that song.
Me too. I didn't want it to end. I was really sad that it did.
Yeah, well, it was 6.5 minutes long, so it's okay.
You know, worship songs are a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Okay with that.
6:31 now. It is Thursday.
Mm.
Thirst Snooze Day. It's still dark out, so you've got some good snoozers for us this morning?
No, I got good news.
I like that. That's good, because people need to wake up. Here we go.
Breaking news. A guy on sick leave saves kids from a shark. If you're out of work on sick leave, try not to make international news. Paul Marshallsy,
oh no,
who works for a charity in Britain, told his bosses he was sick at home from stress, but became a hero on a beach in Brisbane, Australia, pulling a wayward shark by the tail away from children playing in the water. Cell phone video was seen worldwide, and Marshallsy got fired.
Stop it right now.
That sucks.
Why would he get fired? He says he was sick
from
due to stress.
So
maybe he was in the ocean because it was calming. It was soothing to him.
But he's from Britain, or he works for a charity in Britain, and he was in Australia.
Oh, right.
So,
well, maybe Australia was where he wanted to go to de-stress because he was so stressed out because all the crazy Brits.
I wonder. Yeah, that was
Stever.
It.
Take note.
Okay.
Okay.
don't go save lives if I call in sick? Oh, that's it?
Just,
oh, no.
I don't know.
What does it mean?
I got really
sick
just now.
Our boss just got cryptic
now.
On us.
I know. I have knots in my stomach. I don't know what that means.
Oh, no. Okay. Well, I was planning on faking sick next week, but I guess I won't. Sorry. I meant I was hoping not to get sick next week.
Hey, what are you doing on the 21st? I'm planning on being sick that day. Okay.
Yeah, there's just a lot of stuff we got to do to prepare for this house to move and all that. So,
whatever.
You know,
whatever.
Why not fake sick?
Whatever. You know.
He got fired.
He got fired.
That is messed up, dude. He saved lives.
Yeah.
They were crazies in the water.
Right. They were wayward sharks. And he pulled them away by the tail from the children playing
saving
in the water.
Children. And he got fired.
He got fired.
Really? That's messed up. Somebody's got to, like, the parents should give that dude a raise.
The parents?
Yeah, the parents of the kids that still have kids now. Because he saved
a
their
raise?
Lives. From a shark!
But how do they give him a raise? They weren't paying him in the first place.
Right, so if they pay him anything, that's a raise.
Okay, I guess. Okay.
It's good logic.
Yeah. Okay.
Is that it?
From that story, yes.
All right, I just wanted to play Jaws music.
Breaking news. In New York City, a suspect walked into a bank and handed a note to a teller reading, "I have a bomb. Give me some money now." Teller Melinda Lewis told the man she doesn't read notes and instructed him to fill out a withdrawal slip. The man wrote the same note on the slip and Lewis instructed him to swipe his bank card while telling a colleague in Spanish that she was being robbed. The suspect got away with just a handful of lollipops after the teller refused to submit to his demand for cash.
I love those lollipops. I took my kids this last weekend. We had to stop at the bank on our way to Little League practice and they were like, "Oh, cute, no, Little League." I'm like, "Yep." And they're like, "Sweet." And then they opened up the thing, you know, afterwards and like, "There you go." And there were three suckers.
Oh, not just two.
So Jack and Luke and I got one. But then they usually only give you one red. It's like, "Hey, bank teller, bro, why would you only give one of the good kind? Because now three of us are going to fight over who gets the cherry sucker."
You know what? I don't want the red.
What?
I want the butterscotch.
It's not butterscotch, though. It was like the really plain, like, it's got the stick, and then they're like it's like a quarter. It's like flat. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Those, it wasn't like a dum-dum.
I don't want grape.
Because I would want, like, root beer if it was a dum-dum.
Ugh.
Or, no, the pineapple one. That's my favorite.
Butterscotch.
Oh.
So good.
So gross. So then inevitably we all fight over that because nobody wants the green one, right? Who wants the green one?
Well, you want the green one when you start eating it.
Or, what?
When, like, it's like, oh, I don't want this. Oh, it's not that bad. Okay.
Like, maybe the orange?
Uh-uh. No orange.
But not the yellow or the green one.
Yellow is gross.
Anytime, okay, bank tellers, take note. Anytime there's multiple kids in the car, the same color would be preferable. But you don't want to tell them that because they just gave you suckers. And so you're like,
it makes so
oh,
much
thank
sense,
you
though.
For causing a 10-minute argument between my kids over who gets the cherry one. Thanks.
You get the cherry.
Thanks, bro.
Don't you get the cherry?
No, that's just selfish and lame. No, why would I get the cherry?
You're dad, and you don't want them to fight over it.
Yeah. But then I look like the jerk.
Whatever.
Because I'm like, I'm dad.
How do you,
I get
you
the
don't
cherry.
Look like a jerk.
Yeah.
You're making decisions.
Anyways, we worked it out. Finally, after like 5 minutes of arguing about it, I just rolled the window down and threw them all out the window and said, "Nobody's getting suckers!" And they cried all the way to Little League. Thanks, bank teller.
Breaking news! Steve-O sucks as a father.
That's not breaking news.
That's dumb. Oh, that's mean. I didn't mean that. That's really mean.
No,
because you didn't do that.
No, I didn't do that. But thanks. It was funnier if you just let it go. But you can't just let things go.
No.
Man.
Never. Breaking news. Police are investigating how a 12-year-old girl from Taylor, Michigan came to possess a backpack stuffed with $20,000 in cash.
Wow.
The unnamed student had brought the backpack to school with her and had been handing out large sums of money to her classmates when she got caught by school officials. The girl had apparently received the backpack the night before from another child who lives across the street. The money has since been returned to the neighbors, but police say the investigating is ongoing.
Well, yeah, little girl's got a backpack full of cash. I mean, let's be honest.
Let's be honest. I wish I was 12 at that school right now.
Are you kidding me?
I'm like, give me some.
It's like, dude, Dora sucks. This backpack is way better.
Backpack. Oh, that, isn't that Blue's Clues? Backpack, backpack.
No.
Or is that Dora?
That's Dora. Come on, it's a backpack.
Okay, backpack song.
And then the backpack, and then you got to pick like what you want. You know, it's like
$20,000 in cash. I want that one.
Then would you like the map? Or would you like some red suckers? Or $20,000?
Why does Dora have a New York accent?
Blink, blink, and then they stare at the screen.
Like this.
The map? Red suckers? $20,000?
Blink. Blink.
Those shows are so creepy.
But it's like, the you're moving around, like, stop looking at me.
$20,000! $20,000! That's right! The map! No, I said $20,000! Dora has a listening problem. Mom, Dora's not listening to me.
And then they sing the map song.
I'm the map, I'm the map, map, I'm the map, I'm the map, I'm the map! Man, I'm going to have to watch all those shows all over again because Brody is going to want to watch that. Blue's Clues I'm totally down with.
Okay, I'm okay with that one.
I'm cool with those. I don't even know if those are still even on.
Blue's Clues is, they're like reruns. They're all reruns now. Actually, the girl who plays Dora is still.
Still Dora?
Still Dora.
What do you mean the girl who plays Dora? Well, so she's a cartoon. There's no actress. That,
right.
I mean,
there's
like,
a voice. Right. And it's a little girl.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh.
Una canción fantástica.
Wow, that's really good.
She's really good at it.
You should totally take over her job.
No, she's 12.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, you're blowing my mind. I thought it was like some 40-year-old person that...
No,
just,
it's a little girl.
Like Nancy Cartwright. She's the voice of Bart.
Oh, yeah.
And has been forever.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways.
Breaking news. A doctor in Brazil has been arrested for allegedly using silicone fingers to trick the hospital fingerprint scanning time clock into thinking co-workers showed up for overtime shifts.
Oh, wow.
The alleged fraud involved 11 doctors and 20 nurses. Police were tipped off from an anonymous source and investigators installed surveillance to the hospital.
Unbelievable.
Sounds like a movie, right?
Yeah.
And now
it's pretty awesome.
I wish he was doing something else.
Terrible. But if people would just like come up with like, all right, there's a show that I don't watch because it's gnarly and awful. It's called Dexter, and he's like the serial killer, and he like kills bad guys, right?
So you don't know whether or not you're supposed to root for him?
No. Well, you're not supposed to because he's a serial killer.
Yeah, but he's killing bad guys.
Right. But it's like, dude, you are an outstanding cop. Why can't you just be a really good cop? Because you keep solving all these crimes and learn, because, you know, he's got this code, and like he won't kill unless he knows. But it's like, dude, you just obtained the evidence that he's the killer. Why can't you just turn him in and give him the, like, evidence and stuff?
Because he knows the justice system is crooked and
right,
they're not going to do that, and so he just offs them.
Exactly.
I've never seen Dexter.
No, but that's really like the premise. But it's like, come on, like this doctor, instead of like, I don't know, coming up with this idea for like the silicone fingers, why not actually put that to use and like do something good in the world instead of like,
making,
I don't know,
people have overtime?
Yeah, but that's, you know, wonder what they did with the cash. They put it in a backpack. And one of the daughters
took it
to school and started handing it out. Boom!
That's
connecting
what it is.
All the stories.
Breaking news. This isn't really breaking news. Who's more of a grumpy pants in the morning, men or women?
Men.
If you answered men, you'd be wrong.
No, really?
Women, according to science, wake up much grumpier than men. Reason? She's not getting enough sleep. Researchers at Duke found that women suffer more on less sleep, more depression, more anger, and more hostility. Mm-hmm. Women need 20 more minutes of sleep than men. So what's the answer? Naps. Yes, they should be either 25 minutes to 90 or 90 minutes long. Either 25 minutes or 90 minutes long.
Let me ask you a question. Can you take naps?
I did yesterday for the first time ever, like a successful nap. A successful nap.
Good job, you. Because I know you can't take naps, and that's like a big thing for me.
It was really difficult, but I had to go pick up my husband, so I had to wake up.
Nice.
And it was only an hour and 25 minutes.
Good job. High five. That's a nap. That's like a solid nap. They said 25-minute nap, not hour and 25
or
minutes.
Or 90 minutes.
Oh, right. Okay. Sorry, I wasn't listening to your news. I apologize.
And that's my breaking news.
All right. Well, good stories this morning. I'm sure we're going to revisit a few of those throughout the day.
Yeah.
That's some good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Latest from Carol Hood for you now. A song called Violence. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Carol Hood. Violence. Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
6:46 now. We are on time.
people have birthdays today.
Yes, they do. People. It is March 14th. Happy birthday if it's your birthday.
They were all born today, those people with birthdays.
If you're born today, feel free to shout it out.
Yes. First on the list, former astronaut Frank Borman.
Frank Borman, Stever.
I'm going to say 78.
And what's your guess?
Former astronaut? Like, did he go into space?
Yes, he was the commander of Apollo 8.
Okay,
first eight? Mission to fly around the moon.
Oh, dude, then 83.
85.
I didn't get the same information.
Sorry.
Were you guys over there cheating?
I need to get the same information.
Okay, all right.
From Battlestar Galactica, Grace Park.
Wait, which Battlestar Galactica? Yeah.
I don't know. In Hawaii 5.
Oh, yeah. That's that she was the one that was. I don't want to.
32.
There you go.
Is that your guess?
Oh, no. I was thinking.
I don't get it.
No, I'll say 34.
39.
Wow. She looks good.
Composer and conductor, Quincy Jones.
Ooh, dude, Quincy Jones.
You go first this time.
76.
83.
80.
Oh!
From American Pie movies, Chris Klein.
That dude's like 34.
33.
34.
Yes! Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! Where is my music? I need it! There it is! Right, every morning. I haven't got it. Say bye.
I want you to stop it so much.
So anyways.
Ugh. Well, today is Michael Caine's birthday.
No way!
Yes.
I'm going to give the typical old 79. Guy answer. I'm going to say 83.
He was 79 yesterday.
Oh!
Today he is 80.
Nicely almost done.
And last on the list?
Uh-huh.
Billy Crystal.
62.
I was going to say older. 67.
You both are so wrong.
Really?
He's 65.
What do you mean so wrong?
So wrong!
I think we averaged.
Like right, we did average that out.
So does that count?
No.
Well.
But I like this multiple people guessing thing because yeah. It helps.
Yeah.
At least give an idea.
Yeah.
Nicely done, Stever.
Got one right today. Today is also Pi Day. Like P-I. Why? Because it's 3.14. Today's the 14th.
Oh, yeah. Hey, look at that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So today is the value of pie.
I would also accept pecan pie or pumpkin pie if you would like to bring some to the station.
And isn't tomorrow the Ides of March?
Of course.
The 15th.
I love Ives.
Ides.
Good man.
Ides.
The Ides of May. I thought it was the Ides of May.
It's March.
The Ides.
Who are you? Aren't you like, don't you love Shakespeare? Isn't that Shakespeare?
Of course.
Julius Caesar.
Right.
Ides of March.
Right.
You're lying right now.
I am.
Oh my gosh, it's World Kidney Day.
What?
It's to raise importance about our kidneys.
Oh, okay. You should have random facts throughout the show then to help
raise
awareness for kidneys.
Actually, it's also Learn About Butterflies Day.
Oh, man.
So I think I might choose that one instead.
Did you know they smell with their feet?
Yes.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
That's the only thing I know about them.
And did you know the pretty little, like, their designs are defense mechanisms?
No.
Yeah, it's a scary
Did
way.
You know that they used to be worms?
Caterpillars.
But then they were like...
They were caterpillars.
Forget this! And then they were like... And then they go into the bubble. Or a bubble.
A cocoon.
Right. And then that's when they're in the papal state.
I'm a pretty butterfly.
And then they change the papacy and become...
No, that's the Pope.
Right.
We got a new Pope yesterday. You're confusing. Is it metamorphosis?
Metaphoricals.
Metaphoricals with
right.
Papacy.
Right.
You're confusing that.
Right. That's the stage, the metamorphi.
Mm-hmm. No.
Mm-hmm.
Today is also Moth day set aside to honor moth collectors and specialists.
No, you can't. If it's butterfly day, then it can't be moth day too.
You know what? They're too closely related. It has to happen. And today is also potato chip day and popcorn lovers day.
Ugh.
I hate popcorn.
I do too.
Oh, it's so gross.
Right?
It smells gross. It tastes gross. That stuff gets stuck in your
inevitably
teeth.
Somebody around the office makes some and burns it. And then it's stinky. Ugh.
I believe it's called metamorphosis.
Metamorphical.
I'm sure to run that by my biology teacher.
Metamorphical. You tell that biology teacher. I'm pretty sure
it's metamorphical because they're forming.
Oh.
Metaformical.
Metaphor in English and metamorphosis when in butterflies.
No,
metaformical.
Metaform. Metaformical.
Right, because they're...
They're like... changing their form, metaformical?
Yes. Right?
Changing their form.
Oh, man. Yeah. So smart. Thank you.
You should run that through the dictionary.
We will. Totally there. Thanks for the call. 505-338-3700. Try and school us in butterflies. It's Learn About Butterflies Day. We know
all there is to know about butterflies today.
You know how we know? Because of their antenna?
Yeah.
They have radio antenna.
Well, that's why we're here.
Transmit to them back and forth.
Well, that's like whenever we say, the translator's down, that's like the butterflies are sick.
Somebody stepped on another butterfly. And the problem is that that's how radio waves work, is through
their
antennas. And they fly in the air, and we send signals to them, and it gets out to your radios.
Yeah, and that's why when you see a butterfly on your speaker, it's supposed to be good luck.
Yeah, right. So we got to take a quick break.
Yes.
Coming right back, we've got the last Bison for you. Also, some local stuff from Chad Barella. Steve-O Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Happy Thursday, everybody.
Happy Educate Yourself About Butterflies Day.
That's right, except most people don't want to be edumacated right now. They're on spring break.
No, this isn't like something fun, you know?
Yeah, it's spring break time, let's be honest. Everybody just wants to go out. Enjoy the spring break.
Well,
butterflies
cannot fly if their body temperature is less than 86 degrees.
Thank you.
Ryan Woolley.
Hey, Ryan, good job.
Okay. Oh. Anyway, spring break time.
Yeah, that's right.
No one cares about butterflies.
Did you ever go anywhere crazy for spring break?
No. I stayed home and watched MTV.
That's pretty much, yeah. I don't think I ever like, dude, spring break.
Someday I'm going to do that.
Let's go party.
And no, someday I was like, someday I'm going to go do that. And then... I turned 18 and I became a Christian. I was like, and I'm never doing that.
Last month, Co-Ed Magazine released their 2013 edition of the trashiest destinations for spring break. Now, this is real. The rankings took into account the number of Hooters in said city, tattoo parlors, liquor stores, and strip clubs.
Wow.
So this is a list of the trashiest destinations for spring break and places that you don't ever need to go, really.
Awesome.
So are you ready?
Yes. My guess is New Orleans.
Wow, really?
Is that on the list?
Number 14.
Nice.
Oh. I feel like I need a pen.
All right.
505-338-3700, the phone number. The number one trashiest place for spring break.
Awesome.
505-338-3700.
New York?
No. It's not even on the list.
Florida.
You gotta be more specific than that. We said cities.
Key West,
number 9.
Oh. I only know that because I watched MTV growing up and they were always in Florida, Key West, Florida.
That's nowhere near the top, though. Number 9.
Is number 1 gonna surprise me?
I feel like you're gonna be really bummed that you didn't say it first.
Cancun, Stever. Mexico.
Hey. What are you doing? Spring break locations?
Trashiest spring break locations, according to Co-Ed Magazine. These are the worst...
South Padre.
Worst destinations. South Padre, number 2.
Where is that?
Texas. South Padre Island. My mom was actually just there for her birthday. My poor mom.
Aww.
Number 2. Now, let's tell you, the rankings took into account the number of Hooters restaurants, tattoo parlors, liquor stores, and strip clubs. What is the trashiest place to go?
It shouldn't, it shouldn't be just any tattoo parlor. It should just be tattoo parlors called tattoos.
505-338-3700.
Like,
Deep says Tijuana, not even on the top 15.
I was going to say Tijuana as well.
Nope.
Not even on the top 15. I guess if they're taking into account how many Hooters restaurants there are, they wouldn't have any. So.
Oh.
Well, I said Cancun, but they probably...
Cancun, not on the top 15. Stever.
Las Vegas.
Las Vegas, number one.
Oh. Yeah, that's annoying. How did I not get that?
Yeah.
That's really annoying.
Have, like, family.
Okay, but here's the thing about Las Vegas.
Stever got one and two, by the way. Kudos to Stever. He wins. He wins the day.
Here's the thing about Las Vegas is that I used to live there, but I didn't ever go to the strip where everyone goes.
Yeah, but still...
I went to, it looks like New Mexico, it looks like Albuquerque.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when you're not.
I've only been there once and I got seafood poisoning the first day I was there and I was stuck in a hotel room.
Right now, you were sick the entire time.
Walk downstairs, do the live broadcast, walk back upstairs and want to die.
Super boring.
It was the worst.
Las Vegas, super boring.
Really? See, everybody that I know that loves that place, all they talk about is like the shows and you gotta go and the buffets and the food.
The shows are fun, but inevitably you end up spending way too much money and then smelling like smoke the entire time because everyone around you is smoking because smoking is allowed.
In casinos?
I don't know if it's allowed in the casinos anymore, like it was allowed for so long that they still smell like smoke.
I've only been once, like I said. I didn't do any... Yeah.
I'm that person that just goes and sits at the Bellagio fountains for, like, hours.
Oh, I did... You know what? The last day, I did walk over there. I forced myself to walk over there.
I know all of them. I'm like, oh, this is My Heart Will Go On because I see the fog, or it's the Pink Panther.
Oh, they have different ones?
Yeah. On the weekend, it's every 15 minutes.
I only saw one, and it was the music from The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Yeah, no, they have different ones.
It's the only one I saw.
Every single time.
I would have stayed. I didn't know that.
And then it's like, the water dances. That's My Heart Will Go On, the beginning.
Oh, no, it's not. This is My Heart Will Go On. Yeah, that's My Heart Will Go On.
Mm-hmm.
What were you doing? Yeah, I don't know what that was. That was not My Heart Will Go On. Yep, so it is spring break. There's still a few more days. Your husband went to Tucson.
Tucson, yeah.
For spring break. Not on the list. Lake Havasu from Arizona is
Phoenix
on the list.
Is Phoenix on the list?
Scottsdale.
Scottsdale specifically
made
is
it.
On the list.
Scottsdale made it, number 13. Here's the top 15 trashiest spring
Which
break destinations.
Which is weird that Scottsdale would be on the list because that's like the uppity part of Phoenix.
Yeah, right. Right. The uppity part, really?
Yeah, they all have a lot real nice cars and lots of money.
Okay. So, top 15 trashiest spring break destinations. Number one, Las Vegas. Number two, South Padre Island. Number three, Daytona Beach, Florida.
Oh.
You said Florida, so I was like, no.
But Key West is on there.
Number four, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Number five, Orlando, Florida.
Ooh.
Yeah. See?
Lots of Floridas.
Yeah, lots. I think like half of them are in Florida. Number six, Lake Havasu. Number seven, Miami, Florida. Number eight, Panama City Beach, Florida. Number nine, Key West, Florida.
I think overall, like if we were just doing states, it'd just be Florida.
Number 10, Fort Myers, Florida. And we're done with Florida. No, we're not. Number 11, Tampa. This is ridiculous.
That's so stupid.
Number 12, Virginia Beach, Virginia. Number 13, Scottsdale. 14, Louisiana. And number 15 was San Diego, California. Top 15 trashiest locations for spring break.
Interesting.
Static.
I love how San Diego is not there.
Yeah, and it was number 15.
It was there.
Number 15.
You're lying.
I promise. I just said it.
Dude, well, I'm sorry about the delay. My fault.
Number 15, San Diego.
You guys made it.
No. It's not, dude. It's not. Dude, you've been lying all morning.
Here's the thing.
Mortiformical.
Mortiforming.
All the butterflies are currently
mortiforming. This is a co-ed magazine. This was their 2013 edition.
Oh my god, then all of them should be trashy.
Yeah, trashiest destinations. The rankings took into account the number of Hooters, tattoo parlors, liquor stores, and strip clubs. So that's how they know. So apparently, you know.
Oh, yeah. San Diego is filled with all the above.
Yeah. So there you go.
Yeah. That's why I like Las Cruces, because there's no strip clubs here. There's, you know, they don't have, I think they have one adult bookstore, but it's just like a nice place for a family. You know what
there
I mean?
You know. Yeah.
I don't have to drive with my kids in the car and they see this fake girl moving around on a sign and it says Deja Vu or something weird.
Oh my gosh.
What is that, Dad? And I'm like, oh my God, you know?
Yeah.
So that's cool. All right, but San Diego's on it, that sucks. All right.
Sorry.
Number 15, love
I'm
you
sorry.
Too, pool boy.
Later.
All right, later.
That was really disappointing for him.
I know,
I'm
I know.
Really sorry.
Sad news. You know what's good news, though?
It's 7:15. There is police activity, Zuni at San Pedro, so that sounds about right. There's also construction work on Osuna at Jefferson. You can't turn left wherever, whichever way you want to go. You can't turn that way. So just be prepared.
Yep.
And also construction work on Unser at I-40 down to one lane right there, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Yeah. All right.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Good stuff. I'm going to keep your spring break rolling.
Your spring break.
The least of these. Song's called Grace.
Steve and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
For King and Country. Middle of your heart. Static Radio, good morning.
7:33.
Yes. Welcome to the show.
Which means it's time for us to talk.
Right? Is that what that means?
No.
Oh, okay.
Right now, that's what it means, but not usually.
Dude, it's like high school up in here.
Oh, do you smell it?
I haven't had one since high school.
Do you want some?
I'll have to. Thanks to Sopo.
Soaps
for the wonderfulness this morning.
Providing breakfast and...
They started serving things. Snapple.
Aha. Does it remind you of high school?
Yes.
So good.
The Mango Madness?
Mm-hmm.
Nicely done.
Thanks.
Also nicely done to Seamus, who made a special burrow this morning.
So good.
Ridiculously amazing. I'm not even going to go into it.
So good.
So good. We've got a list for you. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you would like to add to this list. If you're 50 or older... There's a list of things you should know by this time, apparently.
Apparently.
So for everybody who's under 50, hey, that's me.
Me.
These are things that you should know, and we're going to get you started early.
Yes.
Things that we should know in life.
Solving all the world's problems.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
One day at a time.
Yes. So here we go. List of things you should know. It's better to sing off key than to not sing at all. It's a good life lesson.
I beg to differ.
Yes.
Not if you're in choir.
Well, no, but I mean, it's better to sing than to not sing at all.
Okay, if you're like in the congregation, like singing worship, yes, I agree.
Dude, when I was a kid, I'd stand next to my mom and I was always like, oh, no, no, no. Because it'd be like worship and everybody's like looking because my mom like, ah. But she'd like, dude, she'd belt it out
and
she wouldn't care. It is better to sing off key than to not sing at all.
How?
She didn't care who was watching. She didn't care who was, not just in the congregation, just as better to sing.
If you are in front of a mic and you are not going to sing on key.
Whatever.
Please just don't.
It says make a joyful noise, all right? Sometimes it's just a noise. And you're like, wow. And God is glorified in that because your heart's in the right place.
Yes.
Not you, jerky Judger McJudgerton. Who is in the audience being a jerk face.
I see what you're doing right now. And it's not fair.
You know, scripture says that God inhabits the praises of his people, so I'd rather you be singing, you know, even if it's off key.
Okay.
Judger.
Okay. It's just going to suck for everyone else.
Number two. Things you should know by age 50. Promptness shows respect.
Yeah. We have to work on that.
We really do. We're late. Pseudo regularly every day.
Every day this week. Not my problem.
That's not my fault. Wait, well, it is your
it's
problem.
My problem. It's not
your
my fault.
Fault. But it is.
It's not my problem that you're late every day.
Well, yeah, it's not. It's my body's fault.
Mm-hmm.
Because my internal clock is still off.
Okay, this morning when my alarm clock went off, I was like, that's a joke. That's
Dudes have internal clocks? Or just girls?
You gotta have one.
I thought it was like the Because, like, you're... What is that thing called? Anyways. Number three.
No.
You can't avoid offending people from time to time, and when you don't mean it, apologize. When you do mean it, accept the consequences.
When you do mean it?
I guess. Things you should know by the age of 50 if you would like to get one in on the list. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Number four. Don't be bothered when people don't share your taste in music, Mitch. Sports, literature, food, or fashion. In fact, be glad. You'd never get tickets to anything otherwise.
Right. It's true. Well.
What?
When it comes to music.
Yeah, every 12-year-old girl shares your taste in music.
Okay. Are you talking about Justin?
Oh, we're talking about all your musical tastes.
That's
pretty
not
much.
True. That's not true, because a month ago, I was like, this band is awesome! Like a month and a half ago.
Who?
I was like, this is a really cool band. We should totally add them to Static. They're Christians. They love Jesus, and they're amazing. They're so good. And then you're like, nah, they're a little bit Nashville-y. I don't really know about this. Nah. And then yesterday, I walk away for 4.2 seconds.
And I'm working on music for New Music Tuesday.
Yes, you're finding music for New Music Tuesday. You're working and doing a great job.
And I discovered,
and you discovered
one of the raddest new bands ever.
Yeah, so I walk away and I'm like, la 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 la, life is good. And then I come back and you're like, this is amazing, listen. And I'm like, I know this. What is this? You're like, oh, it's this blah 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 band. I'm like, are you kidding me? Oh my gosh, you fail. I showed you that band a month and a half ago and you didn't like them because they were too Nashville-y.
The worst part is, on this list of things to know by 50, know when to, like, swallow your pride and say you're right. Because I kept going,
you kept,
like, no, I've never heard this before.
Oh, hold on.
Oh, weird.
Let me get my text message from February 2nd.
Thank you, iPhone, that keeps a record of all texts ever of all time.
Between you, yeah. Celeste, and I.
Yeah.
I told you both about this band.
Yeah, and sure enough, you brought up the text and showed me where I said, meh.
Yeah.
These guys, meh. And I'm like, but I discovered this. This is mine. I found this.
It's so funny.
I totally discovered this.
It's
no?
So funny.
No, you did a month and a half ago.
And guess what? It's just because it came from me.
Uh-huh.
You had to find it yourself.
This is the truth. If somebody shows me something, I'm less inclined to be like, dude.
This is awesome. Unless it's like Steven from Amberlin.
That's not true.
Uh-huh.
That is so not true.
It is so true. Hey, what's the next one on the list that you're just saying? Know when to swallow your pride?
No, that's not on the list. That's just me saying that because I know I'm wrong. I was wrong yesterday. Michelle, I was wrong. You're so right. You discovered this incredible band. They were going to premiere this next week for New Music Tuesday. And you tried to tell me about them, and I wouldn't listen because I was stubborn and believed that only I had knowledge for the greatest music in the world.
I'm sorry for getting so angry at you, and I'm sorry for outing you on radio.
No, it's good.
And I'm sorry that I'm not 100% sorry right now.
Check it out.
Okay.
Next on the list of what you should know by age 50, the most valuable thing to have is a good reputation.
Ooh.
And it's neither hard nor expensive to acquire one. Be fair. Be honest, be trustworthy, be generous, and respect others. That's pretty good. What are some life lessons you've learned? 505-338-3700. Something you could pass on. Something that you think all people should know by the age of 50. Let us know. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. You can give us a call, too. 505-338-3700. This is my favorite. Next one on the list, things you should know by age 50. Cough syrup doesn't work.
Okay. Oh. It doesn't. And neither does that stupid spray stuff. The
chloroseptic.
It tastes disgusting.
Yeah, it tastes like a chloroseptic tank. Huh? I'm right there.
Yes.
Okay.
Good job.
Thank you.
You are on it today.
I think I'm funny.
You're so funny today.
I think I'm hilarious.
Gosh, you're so funny.
Which leads me right into the next one. Keeping perspective is the greatest key to happiness. From a distance, even a bumpy road looks smooth. I don't know what that means.
Oh, yeah. So.
Keys to happiness?
Yes.
What's something you think everyone should know by the age of 50?
Jed says, how to tie your shoes.
I f- feel like that's something you should know a lot sooner than 15.
Yeah, some people don't. Velcro was introduced.
Right.
And then people just stopped learning how to tie their shoes. Little kids.
Yeah.
And I know kids who are like, oh, I'm in sixth grade and I don't know how to tie my shoes. I'm like, right. Because you've had slip-ons and Velcro all of your life. Cool.
Hey.
It's an art, tying your shoes.
It really is. Do you do the double knot or the single?
Single?
Yeah, because double knot, if you try and pull it, inevitably you just get it knotted, right. And it takes you 20 minutes to get your shoes off.
Exactly.
I just grab the shoes like my big old clam shell Adidas shoes. I tied them once, and now I just slip them on and off. I don't know what I would do if my shoe ever got untied. I think I forgot.
Let me see.
No, thanks. What you should know by age 50, facebook.com/mystaticradio or 505-338-3700. Anything good?
Yeah. Mandy says that your mother had a good reason to say it was her 39th birthday for the 11th time.
I like that. Yeah. That's a good one. You can't win arguing with police officers or referees, but every so often, you can fight City Hall.
There you go.
I don't know. Something you learn by age 50.
I don't think I'll ever do that. I don't think I'll care enough.
Next on the list, keeping an open mind is as big a challenge as you get older, as keeping a consistent waistline. All right. I don't know.
Boring.
I know. It's never a shame when you admit you don't know something, and often a shame when you assume that you do. You got that one? Did you get that one?
Could you read it again?
All right. It's never a shame when you admit you don't know something, and often a shame when you assume that you do.
Do I do that?
No, I do that.
Okay.
I do that! I assume way too much.
See, here's... more often than not, I'm like, wait, what's that? And then I get so much crap from you. What? You don't know? Oh, my gosh. But, and then, like...
I'm trying!
And then, overall, I'm like, I'm 25. I don't know. I'm 25. So I'm, like, using my age to my advantage. But really, that shouldn't have anything to do with anything.
And this is a list that you should know by age 50. So
yes. You got, I'm halfway there.
You got half a life left until you really need to know these things.
So scary.
Here's a good thing. Oh, you're afraid? Don't worry about that. Fear of failure is a ticket to mediocrity. If you're not failing from time to time, you're not pushing yourself. And if you're not pushing yourself, you're coasting. So push yourself.
Okay.
All right?
I'm going to push myself.
There you go. You got this. I believe in you.
Uh-huh.
If you're in a conversation and you're not asking questions, then it's not a conversation. It's a monologue. That's one I should probably start learning.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that again. If you're in a conversation and you're not asking questions, then it's not a conversation. It's a monologue.
Yes.
What are some rad life lessons you've learned, whether through parents or friends or whatever? 505-338-3700 or facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Michelle has a good one. She says, you don't normally get second chances, so you better make the right decision the first time.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Thankfully, we serve a God of second and third and fourth and 19th and 73rd and 156 chances.
Yes. But
because he's so patient with us, because we are stupid, stupid humans.
Mm-hmm.
Static or Stever, either one, you know.
Hey, buddy. Never,
ever
drive behind an old man wearing a hat.
Why?
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I haven't learned this life lesson.
Huh.
Are you just going to...
Do slow people that just kind of seem oblivious to everyone else?
Oh, right. Yes.
Not irritate you when you're driving?
Yes, they
just
do.
Just avoid them if you can, and most of them are old men wearing hats.
This is true. I actually have a great story coming up about a woman who got a speeding ticket, though she was not speeding.
Ah, yes.
We'll talk about that coming up. So that's a good one. Static.
Nope.
Or not.
Jed says knowing when the right time to pick your nose.
Not in the car. Unless you have tinted windows. Because then people can see you.
Yeah.
And then you have to roll the window down and pretend like you're, ooh, I'm just checking
the... Oh my gosh, you're so gross.
Just checking the wind.
You're so gross.
It's the wind. Yes, just feeling the wind. Bug. Gone. You can't wipe it in the car.
That's so gross.
Or you find a receipt in the car from like Taco Bell or something. There it is.
I want you to stop talking now. Now. Stop talking.
These are life lessons that people should know.
Keep tissue in the car.
Tissue?
So you blow your nose.
Blow your nose?
Yeah.
It's way more fun to pick it than blow it. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Gotta take a quick break, but we will take your life lessons.
Yes.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700. Steve Owen Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Josh Garrels. The song is called Cynicism.
It's a good one.
One of my favorites. You can find that on his Love and War B-Sides record, which you can get absolutely free.
Free 50 free.
All you got to do, get to, well, online. Google it, whatever. I don't have all the information in front of me. So it is Thursday, 8 a.m., which means time for our dear friend Clay from the Aspen Project.
Oh. Yes.
Good morning.
Hey.
What's up?
You know, I'm driving to work today, and you know what I learned? Never ever get behind a very old guy wearing a baseball cap. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now I do, yeah.
Yeah. We learned that. We learned that this morning as well. Apparently, I don't know, Siever was talking about that very same thing.
Wow. What a coinkydink.
So here's the thing. There was actually a woman who yesterday got a speeding ticket for going 2 miles under the speed limit.
That would be my daughter who is just starting driving.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
She was in the far left lane. That was the thing. That was the reason. She was very upset, obviously, and wanting to fight it because she was going 2 miles under the speed limit, but she was doing so in the far left lane, which is the fast lane. And so the police officer actually pulled her over and issued her a citation for going slow in the quote-unquote fast lane.
Well, the sign does say slow traffic, keep right.
It does. So she received a ticket for that, which...
She should probably went to jail. Stay out of my fast lane.
I like that.
Clay Schroff from the Aspen Project with us this morning. And if you've never heard the Aspen Project on the air with us, talk a little bit about what the Aspen Project's mission is, what you guys do.
You know what we do is we inform the community, and that's what we're doing right now,
yeah,
about the needs as needs comes as needs come up for children, for instance, foster care, adoption. We do a Wednesday's Aspen Child every Wednesday. Mm-hmm. We come on here and we talk about kids. If we have something going on in the pro-life area or the mentorship program, so we're going to inform the community. Second, we're going to help you connect. So if a person wants to get involved in on imprinting Christ on a child's heart, we're going to connect you with that.
Yeah.
And then third, we support you. So we come alongside existing organizations and people and plug our resources in with yours. And, you know, there's a synergy that comes with that that make impossible tasks very doable. So that's what we do.
That is what you do.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, so let's talk about Wednesday's Thursday kid.
Wednesday's kid on Thursday.
Wednesday's kid on Thursday. Thursdays.
You know what?
Every day's kid.
They have an awesome CYFD. A long time ago, Diane Granito started the Heart Gallery, and it's now spread across the nation. And it started right here in New Mexico. And the really cool thing about it is this. They take pictures of these kids tell a little bit of brief story, and then they have gatherings, and they post them at the hospital, and it lets people know that these kids are now adoptable. This week's was Brianna. She's 12 years old. You know, the thing that really stuck out to me is that she loves Flaming Hot Cheetos. Woo! But she loves art. She loves music. She does really well in school. But, you know, I mean, she's 12 years old, and right now she doesn't have a mother and a father that she right. can go home to. So for the next 6 years, you know, she's going to be living in a limbo. And then once she gets to be 18, she actually just gets sent out into the community.
Right.
And there's very few programs after that. We're starting to talk with people that... you know, it's laid on a lot of our hearts, but we don't have a program up and running. We don't have the resources or the time right now to start a program for after. So our program is to hurry up and to get them into these Christian homes.
Absolutely. We had Jeff and Rachel in studio this last Friday.
Yes.
From Texas, friends of friends from California who were in town for a weekend conference, but they had just picked up their daughter from, was it Indonesia? No, where was it?
It was.
I was going to say Indonesia, but that was the missionary who was at our church this weekend.
No, it's not Indonesia. It's, I think,
Maybe it was Indonesia.
No, it wasn't. I promise.
It was another country with the 146 million children that needed to be adopted.
And it was quite costly, but you know what? God provided. And it was amazing to hear their testimony of how God provided the funding necessary for them to get this child adopted. Because I guess when you go international, it's like you got to bump up that cost tremendously. But,
$20,000 to $40,000
Ethiopia.
Thank you. It was Ethiopia.
We were going to adopt from Ethiopia.
They said it's one of the cheapest places to adopt from, but it was still very pricey.
You're still looking at $20,000
Yeah.
So it was amazing to hear their story and to hear, more importantly, how God had provided and how God got the glory for that. And so talk a little bit about that, because you guys basically, the role of the Aspen Project is to connect the right parents to the right children and to kind of be that, I was going to say the middleman, to be the catalyst to bring about more adoptions, more foster care. And you have a big old family in your home.
And it just got officially
bigger. It's growing and growing and growing.
3 days ago?
Three days ago,
we made Levi and Stella forever Schroffs.
Yeah.
So that's really, really cool. And
how many Schroffs are in your home now?
We count everyone that's there. So that would be 9 kids, 2 adults.
Okay.
But here's the deal. Let's say that God calls you out of country.
Yeah.
First of all, if God's calling you out of country, don't listen to the people who say, we have kids right here in America. We do, and we promote that. We probably spend 80% of our resources helping people here locally.
Yeah.
But if God's calling you to another country, we have some very good friends of ours, and they are part of our board that have adopted from China.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's expensive. But God owns all the cattle and all the hills. He's going to help you.
Mm-hmm.
If God's calling you to do something, he's going to provide the resources, number one. And here's the truth. It's only money. You know, I don't drive nice cars.
Right.
I got drawers that are falling apart. We're scraping together money to do cabinets, right? So what?
Right.
You know, so what? My silverware is up on top of the... Now, if my wife's listening, she has a problem with it.
Your silverware is just on the counter. Who cares?
But we, you know, if that's the sacrifice that we're called to make to listen to God's calling, then make the sacrifice. And, you know, there is a lot of... There's 146 million. That's like 10 times the state of New York.
Wow.
10 times out there. You know, and we have AIDS orphans, and there's callings for each and every one of us. You know, something else that we concentrate on once a year, and we're picking a new project, but we go out of country.
Mm-hmm.
And when we go out of country, we generally work in countries where these kids are unadoptable.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means is that we as Americans can't go over and take those kids and bring them back home.
Right.
So we want to provide we work with the churches in the country that we're in to be a surrogate family for these kids in these orphanages, so that when they get out of the orphanages, they're already plugged in.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like if we were to move to another state where we have an aunt and uncle, we could go and be with them and plug into their church and their resources and their jobs. And that's what we try to do. We want to have a family there locally. So there's a million different ways. Here locally, we plug people into mentorship programs, foster care, adoption, but not everyone's called to do that. So we have mentorship programs that you can go in and work with these kids in the juvenile detention center through LifeQuest.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome organization. We have, I want to call them safe homes, but that's not what they are. But these homes where these kids, it's transitional. So the kids can't go into a family, so they stay in these group homes. We go in there and we mentor. So it's been pretty awesome. There's a way to get plugged into
there's
the Aspen
respite
product.
Care if you either can't take it full time or can't handle it or don't have the space or the capacity to full time take care of a child. Respite is a good way to help those that are in full-time foster care or adoption.
And we need that too. You know, we actually talked to your husband.
Yes, he talked to me about it.
And we're going to Nashville 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th of next month, and we need someone to watch our kids.
That's me.
And we had, but it's a time of relief because I can't bring all the kids with us.
Right.
Right? So, and not anyone can watch foster kids.
Right.
So respite's an awesome way to get introduced in and then also bless foster families.
Right.
And here's the really cool thing about respite care. These kids come into your home. There's a honeymoon period. It lasts about 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 3 days is a little shorter than 2 weeks. So these kids, they just love it. And it's kind of like a little mini vacation for them. So it's awesome.
You can find out all the details at aspenproject.org. We, of course, posted everything. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Get there if you haven't already. You can like us and find all the information about the Aspen Project. And Clay, dude, thanks once again for coming in and sharing. And I think there needs to be a beacon for these children who don't have voices to speak out. And so I thank you for being that voice right now and for providing that even to people out there who may have that calling but just are unsure of where to start. I'm one of those people who tends to get overwhelmed when something, God starts putting something, it's like, okay, all right, you make a list. Okay, I gotta do this and I gotta get that and I gotta take care of this. It's so overwhelming.
Because you're looking at the big picture one step at a time.
And that's why I love the Aspen Project, because you guys come in and provide those next steps and help people along. And, as I said, kind of the catalyst to.
We just push you over
helpful.
The cliff.
I love
get
it.
Ready.
Love it.
Hey, everyone, mark on your calendars the 22nd between 3:30 and 5. I'll have more information next time we're on, but we're going to stand with the high school ministry, Youth for Life, and we're going to be holding up their signs outside the late term abortion clinic.
Wow.
And so it's a very short period of time from 3:30 to 5 on the 22nd. Put it on your calendars, because if you don't do it, we want to be there to support the kids too.
Yeah.
Saying you're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
And just make an impact on the community.
All right.
Thank you for the platform, by the way.
Of course.
We can't be a light if I'm hidden in a valley, and you guys have really put us up there. We've made a huge difference in a lot of your listeners' lives, and thank you.
Yeah, thank you guys for always being a part of it. Yeah, the Aspen Project details, facebook.com/mystaticradio. You didn't say what?
Oh, because I didn't know the mics were up. Sorry.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Thursday, everybody.
Just after 8:30.
Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you, and coming up in about 27 minutes, Jesse Lusko going to be hanging out with us.
That's right.
I'm excited for that.
That's probably who I'm talking to right now.
Oh. Well, all right. Static.
It's Matthew from Albuquerque.
No, it's
well,
not.
It's
are you sure?
About time.
Yes, it is, guys.
Good
calling
morning.
You guys from Flagstaff.
You're in Flagstaff,
what?
Arizona.
Yes, I am.
Well, that's cool.
Are you in the bathroom?
They're probably wondering why I'm the voice is echoing, so I'm in the stairwell right now making a phone call.
Ah, yes.
The ye old stairwell.
The ye old stairwell. Good morning, Matthew from Albuquerque. So now you're going to make a request, but you're probably not even going to be able to hear it.
Well, I have the internet here at the hotel. It's free internet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's good. Is it 7:30 over there?
Let's see. Yeah, it's 7:30 in the morning, yes.
Good old Arizona time.
Wow.
And I just got up, too, so.
Matthew from Albuquerque, what's your biggest fear?
It's
a big question.
Yeah.
That's a tough one there.
Would it be optophobia?
What's that?
That's the fear of opening one's eyes. What about pallidophobia?
What's that?
That's a fear of bald people. Would that be your biggest fear? I'm asking a serious question. What's your biggest fear?
I don't know if I really have one.
Genophobia? That's a fear of knees. Yeah,
knees?
You're afraid of knees.
I thought it was jeans.
Not bees. Knees.
Knees.
Well, I could say I'm afraid of bees, yeah. I don't even care for those things. Because one, I'm afraid of getting stung.
You're afraid of getting eaten?
Stings. Stung.
Oh, sting.
And because my mom's dad is allergic to bees, and I don't want to find out the hard way either, so.
Right. That makes sense.
It does.
Hey, so one of your favorite bands, Project 86, contacted us yesterday, and they have a brand new single that we're going to premiere for New Music Tuesday this next week.
Ooh, yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, so I'm really excited to share that one coming up. But until then, what do you want to hear?
Here. You guys have some self-starter by Amberlin?
By Amberlin, yes we do.
Hey, I want to dedicate that to my best friend, Sean Siegler, if he's out there listening this morning.
Oh, you know he's listening.
He is.
He'll probably call in soon.
Yeah.
I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Have
All
a
right,
nice
buddy.
Day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Matthew from Albuquerque.
There you go.
So, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Hey. Thanks for joining.
Of course.
Me. Us. Is this weird?
I'm trying these in-ears.
Yeah,
normally,
for worship?
Normally you have big ol' headphones. No, these are my normal in-ears for when I lead worship.
Right.
But these are, I thought I'd try them out for here because I let's be honest, I have a lot of really cool hats.
Yeah, that's true.
And my hats I can't use if I'm rocking a show here.
Yeah.
Because I got to wear those big old headphones.
Right.
So I wanted to see if this was comfortable, if they felt good enough. Because
mm-hmm.
if they do, I may buy some new like in-ears that I can use for the morning show.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe. You know, do what you want. Do what you want.
505-338-3700, the phone number. We've been talking about life lessons. I found a list of things you should know by the age of 50. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you'd like to chime in. It looks like we got this monstrous list.
Yeah.
That we should probably get to here in a second. But a few more from this here list. In everyday life, most talent is simply hard work in disguise.
Hey.
That's a good one. When something that costs less than $200 breaks and it's not under warranty and you can't fix it yourself in half an hour, it's almost certainly more cost effective to throw it away.
Yeah.
I guess.
Like an iPhone?
Sure.
Those are annoying when they break.
I don't know. I've never broken mine.
Oh, see, I broke mine, but I didn't
ever.
Fix it.
Yeah. Mental illness is as real as diabetes, arthritis, or any other disease, and no more disgraceful. It's the stigma that's disgraceful. Things to learn by 50.
What?
Mental illness. Okay. Mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Good mental health.
Okay.
It's important.
Yeah.
All the stuff lying around that you'll never need, want, wear, or look at again makes it harder to find what you do want, need, or intend to wear. File it, donate it, throw it away.
The truth.
Yeah.
And when you get rid of it, you don't even realize it. You don't miss it ever.
Are you ready for this gem?
Yes.
Apparently we both need to learn. Exercise does not take time. Exercise creates time.
Oh! Because we're going to live longer?
Right.
Yeah, no. It takes time.
Unless you're... Never mind. That was terrible. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700. Life lessons, go!
You should know your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, by the age of 50.
Amen!
Do that.
Especially if you have a cool voice. Like, I love your voice, man!
Yeah, you have a really cool voice.
Where are you guys at?
Where are we at?
Yeah.
In Albuquerque?
All right, me too.
Okay, good.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Glad to know this voice is
and,
also in the 505.
I've heard that before, but you guys always say that amazing voice.
Yes.
But guys, have a blessed day.
You too.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call. Awesome voice guy.
Awesome humble voice guy.
He's rad.
He is.
That's very important, yes. Things you should know by the age of 50.
Victor says your wife is always right.
Yeah, I'm still trying to learn that.
And then he follows up, Mitch is always right.
Oh!
I am. That was directed at you.
I'm learning that, too.
I am. Always
Even right. when you're wrong, you're right.
I'm right. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Never wrong.
But you're never wrong, so...
You don't have to worry about that.
Right.
Crystal says, remember to smile and laugh when you can, learn to forgive when it hurts, and keep looking ahead of you, letting the past guide you, but not define you.
Ah.
Ah.
Okay.
Jed says that mom knows best.
Ah.
if you smell onions randomly, it's time to shower.
Ah.
That's disgusting.
Or you could just learn that you really should probably start showering daily.
Yeah. Good hygiene.
Every other day.
Really. Phoebes has a list.
Okay.
Ready?
Yep.
How to shave with a straight razor.
Oh, I want to learn how to do that so badly.
Now's the time.
I know.
Except you really hurt yourself. You have to be careful.
Dude, I have this huge cut on my neck. Do you see this?
No, it's healed. You heal very quickly right there.
Yeah, it's my that's my healing factor.
Yeah.
I'm part mutant.
Yeah.
Just part, though. So, literally, it's only on my Adam's apple when I cut it. Which I do every time I shave, for some reason.
It heals.
I would love to learn how to shave with a straight razor.
So that's number one. Number two, change a tire in 5 minutes.
Can do.
Number three, plan ahead.
Okay.
Number four, ride a bike correctly with traffic not on a sidewalk.
Oh, no.
He rides a bike to work.
He does?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
He said it once. I don't know if that still remains true, but he said he does.
Sure.
Five, how to cook.
Can do.
Yes.
Got that down.
Well... Actually, I don't know.
I make a sick macaroni and cheese.
Yes.
My ramen skills
and pork chops
are unmatched.
Oh, I'm sure. You get those noodles just right.
I do.
Six, when to say no.
All right.
Seven, understand the world does not revolve around you.
What is that? I don't understand what that means.
Yeah, it's something that you'll learn with eventually. More time. I wouldn't say this is like an age thing. It's more of a maturity thing.
Ah, right.
Okay. I'm just kidding. That was mean.
Oh.
I was just kidding.
But you're always right, so I took it as the truth.
No, that was sarcasm.
Oh,
you have to learn. Number 8, how to be a morning person and a night person.
I'm a morning person, which means come like 7 p.m.
You're like, what do you want?
Yeah, I'm not a night person. I'm trying not to be grumpy pants as much, but I don't know.
Number 9 is weld.
Oh, that would be awesome.
And number 10, drive a stick shift well.
Boom.
Yes, I have that. That was the first one I had down.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
My first car, stick.
Yeah.
And so for years, I love it so much. You have so much more power.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's really true.
And number 11, sense of humor.
Did you just make that up?
Yeah.
Okay.
I add that to his list because by the age of 50, people stop laughing.
Really?
Well, you're like...
I'll never stop laughing.
Okay. But do you notice, like, you'll say something and then someone, like an older person, will take it wrong. You're like, wait, are you kidding me right now? I know that it was kind of offensive, but it was a joke. I was joking.
Or learn when to shut your mouth. Maybe you just didn't need to say that joke.
Are you listening to yourself right now?
I'm not at all. So, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's a list of things you need to know by age 50. Found this list and thought, hey, let's add to it. Number one on this list is it's better to sing off key than to not sing at all. I love it.
That's a good one.
That is a good one. What's TJ say?
Never overtrust a fart.
Ah, right.
You may end up with more than you bargained for.
Wow. Yep, gonna keep those to Facebook.
Yeah.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio. We gotta take a quick break. Coming back, Jay Luss.
That's right. Lusk.
Nah.
Jay Lusk.
I shortened it even more.
Nah.
Because if you say Lusk, really all you're missing is the O.
Right.
So you gotta shorten it. Jay Luss.
Jayless?
Yeah,
because you're jayless of him.
I'm jayless of his awesomeness. He's great. And he's going to be in studio in about 15 minutes talking about Skull Church. It's on the way. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. From In Scarlet and Vile, the song is called Cry Baby. Steve-O and Mitch, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the 9 o'clock hour. And joining us in studio, we've been talking about it, Jayless!
And everyone's jealous of him.
It's good to be here with you, Mr. Steve-O.
Hey, I like that. I like that. Hey, Mitch is here, too.
Oh, and Mitch. Hey. Yes. Yeah. Hey.
Is that weird?
It's good.
Welcome to the show. It's good to have you. Dude, I feel like it's been 7 years since you've been on the show.
Yeah, you just kind of like,
heck?
You quit loving me.
I'm sorry.
I'm like
whatever, you got this
child,
like
child you abandoned.
You got this like crazy awesome
so
job.
Mean.
You're like in charge of everything cool.
I'm like that little girl in like Les Mis or something.
I never saw
nobody
it.
Nobody loves.
Never saw it.
I don't know.
He refuses to see it.
I heard she dies, right?
No, she does not.
Oh.
You're just going to get me like down the street
dies.
At some other radio station that plays like real different music. And I'm going to like have a mustache that's not cool like your mustache. And I'll be wearing like a Ned Flanders sweater.
Oh, no.
I know.
No.
Don't do that to yourself.
No. All right. Something really, really cool.
Can I say the names of other radio stations?
Of course, you can do whatever you want.
You're going to catch me like over at K-Love and Air One.
No!
I'm playing everybody, man.
With a sweater?
With a sweater.
Ned Flanders sweater.
Ned Flanders.
Oh, man.
And then I'll like maybe watch some Davy and Goliath or I don't know.
Dude, Davy and Goliath.
Yeah.
Old school. I love it. There you go. Jesse Lesko in studio with us and your bro, Ham.
Yeah,
also known
him.
As your brother. You were just with him this week.
I was just with him.
I was very Jay Luss of you.
We both had beards, and
yeah.
I got mistaken for him probably 57 times.
Kelly.
I had a man come to me crying one time, I kid you not, and was like, your ministry changed my life. You saved my life.
You're like,
and
wow,
like,
thank
gave me this
you.
Huge hug. I was like, God bless you, bro.
You just let him
let
it
roll.
It.
Let it ride.
We Kelly posted a photo on Instagram, and Chrissy thought you were Levi. No joke. In that photo of everybody. I said, no, Levi's to the left. That's Jesse.
No,
she said, whoa! He's all grown up. I said, yeah, you saw him like 2 weeks ago. So I just got back from Tucson Pastors Conference.
Yeah,
with,
I did.
Like lots of people.
It was a great conference. It was a lot of fun.
Got to kick it with Kevin Guido.
Yeah,
Kevin
Guido. I haven't
seen him in like 7 years.
They'll be here.
But nobody on the air knows who Kevin Guido is.
You know what?
But his name is Guido, which
is
pretty
cool. It used
to
be, check this out, back in the day... To take you way back to M88 days.
No,
oh, man.
Yeah.
We're going back in time.
Going way back in time. We used to play a song from an artist named Kevin Paul.
I'm really impressed at how fast you found that.
Thank you.
Me too. Trust me.
Time travel's never felt so good.
Yeah. Kevin Paul was his name. He is also known as Kevin Guido, who does incredible worship. In fact, Skull Church released a record, and he's the lead singers.
He is.
He's a good dude. Can I just say that?
He's a really good dude.
And in fact, you have a kind of a cool announcement.
I've got a thrilling announcement.
Oh.
All right. So there's this thing. Oh, yeah.
You said thrilling. I mean, come on.
It's really annoying how well you do that.
So Skull Church is this out of control evangelistic event. It's like a normal evangelistic service on Red Bull, like getting crazy. And my brother's been doing it, and they've seen thousands of people make decisions for Christ, both on the internet, watching live, and in their services.
Your brother, Pastor Levi Lusko.
Yeah, my brother, Pastor Levi Lusko.
You can catch here at 6 p.m. Sunday nights.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
That is so true.
Anyways.
But anyways, they do this crazy evangelistic event, and people up there, it's like, Skull Church, what is this? You know, there'll be like Google searches, what is the Church of the Skull? You know?
Right.
They've actually had, like, in news reports, like, this mysterious thing, like, do they do animal sacrifices at Skull Church?
Are you serious? Yeah,
like, it causes the controversy in their little town where they do this at. But Skull Church is hitting the road for the very first time and doing an event here in Albuquerque.
Yes!
And it is completely free. And it's totally tailor suited for people who don't like church. It's tailor suited for people who have, you know, kind of distanced themselves from the church.
Right.
And it's going to blow your mind. Yeah. And what's the date, Steve? I think you know.
April 14th.
Oh, April 14th. Yes. And that is, I think that's exactly 1 month away.
Oh, yeah. Today's
March 14th.
Oh, my gosh,
it is.
I think
you're right.
Wow.
You've got 1 month.
Got 1 month.
To invite all your crazy friends
who got
crazy tattoos and who hate Jesus and like, well, kind of maybe don't like church or whatever it is, to come to this epic event and it's
going
to be
Sunday.
Out of control. It's 7 p.m. and it's just going to be a blast here at the Calvary Albuquerque campus.
Yeah, I'm really, really looking forward to it. Pastor Levi Lusko, one of my favorite Bible teachers in the nation. I love it. You can catch him every Sunday night, 7 p.m. or 6 p.m. right here during Static U. He kicks off our entire Static U evening of incredible biblical scholars. Mm. And I'm a fan, dude. I love your brother. He's good. He's good people.
It is.
So, April 14th, it is going to be an incredible evening you do not want to miss. And he's bringing the entire crew.
Yeah.
I'm stoked.
Dude, they are so hardcore.
Yeah.
They are doing like so many events right now. It's going to be right after Easter and everything, but they're having people drive overnight with a trailer just to bring like more lights and crazy sound equipment.
Wow.
And they're having a full team come down here. And if you're just wondering, would you ask me, why is it called Skull Church? Would you maybe just ask?
So why is Skull Church?
Oh, thanks, Steve. Oh, thanks for asking. I'm so glad you asked me that. So, Jesus, he got crucified at this little crazy place we call Calvary.
Yeah.
But Calvary is a Latin.
Not Calvary Albuquerque. Different Calvary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a Calvary. It's Latin for skull, the place of the skull. So Jesus, he carried his cross to the place of the skull and was crucified.
Yeah.
And so the events of Skull Hill, they are the events of that all the universe, the center of the universe, the center of God's plan, the center of redemption. And it's where people far from God can meet God.
Yeah.
So that's Skull Church.
It's going to be an incredible event. It's going down Sunday, April 14th. Of course, we are going to be blasting it. So if you're missing information, if you miss the details, I promise you, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's also posted at mystaticradio.com. I mean, we're gonna bombard this bad boy.
We're kind of blowing it up.
It's going to be amazing. It is an event you absolutely do not want to miss. Pastor Levi Lusko, bring in the entire crew. Kevin Guido, dude, and the entire Skull Church team, they throw down phenomenal worship. I love it. I love it.
I really do, and it's super, like, fresh and kind of unconventional. It's not your run-of-the-mill.
Yeah.
Like.
Typical.
4 and 6 or whatever.
Yeah.
What is that?
The driving?
Songs? Yeah. It's not that typical thing, so.
Isn't it 9 and...
It's not your typical 4-4. It's not your typical rhythms.
What is it?
They play songs in 6-14.
Yeah.
Oh, 4-4. You're talking about time signatures.
No, yeah.
I'm thinking like driving.
No, I'm talking about time signatures.
Okay.
I'm talking about chords. Like, you know, the songs that only have like 4 chords in them, and it's just, whatever.
You're talking about 10 and 2, Mitch.
I was talking about 10 and 2, which is supposed to be 9 and 3.
Yeah, you both were talking about two completely different things, and then I decided to go somewhere entirely different. So that was good.
If you're supposed to drive 10 and 2, what do? You only got one arm.
Oh, man.
I'd say 12 o'clock. 12 noon.
12 noon.
High noon.
Yeah. Or 6, I guess.
Nah,
right?
6. Not safe.
Yeah.
You got your knee for 6.
Control.
Oh, right.
Knee is 6.
Okay, knee is 6. Because that's when you're on your cell phone and you're eating a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
I heard the drummer for Def Leppard.
Yeah, true story.
He only had one arm.
He did.
Yeah, didn't he get in a bus accident?
And one of the sickest drummers, like, yeah.
You always know it's Def Leppard because you hear, douche. Douche.
Oh, man, come on. So there it is, Skull Church. It is coming Sunday night, 7 p.m., April 14th. Static.
Yo.
What up?
Hey, dude, I'm not a Theo, but when I first had came to Christ about 6 years ago, I was told... Well, a group of us were told by this one guy that we were doing a fundraiser, and he stopped, and we were talking and stuff, and he said that the Calvary, the mountain where Jesus was crucified, was also Golgotha or something like that.
Yeah, that's Greek. So,
yeah, but he said it was like where the skull of somebody's head rested.
Yeah.
I want to almost say Goliath.
No, that is a theory. People actually do have that theory.
Okay, yeah. I was just wondering if that was true, because I'm not a theologian. I'm not, so I don't know if you... It's just a theory, then.
If you would like to know the answer, tune in Sunday night to the History Channel. They have this new show called The Bible.
Gosh.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me, dude? I seen the commercial to that weird thing.
I'm
and
totally
then
it
showed, like,
you.
Adam and Eve biting an apple that squirts out, and all naked, and all, I love you.
The first episode, I'm not going to lie, first episode was kind of intriguing, all right, cool, Amy. And then this last week, it was like, you lost me. It was bad.
All those history ones do most of the time.
Yeah, they just really like to cut and edit and do whatever they want. And it's like, they're trying to go through, here's the thing, if you want to go through the Bible, like, really fast, Bible from 30,000 Feet, it was a series that Skip did that was phenomenal. And he blew past, like, each book of the Bible, and that's kind of what they were trying to do with the History Channel, trying to get through the entire Bible, but they're leaving out the good parts, the, important things, and kind of taking some liberties, so, kind of
lost me. Okay, but well, for the pastor, how where is the biblical part of that being the... Where the Goliath's head rested.
There really isn't. It says that David took Goliath's head to Jerusalem, but the reason why it's called the Place of the Skull is because I've actually been there. I've been to Jerusalem, and there's a hill that looks kind of like a skull. Made of rocks.
There you go.
It's made of rocks.
Have you ever seen Temple of Doom? Come on.
Stone.
Yeah.
You know.
Looks like a skull.
Things. Yeah. So,
all right,
there you go.
Man. Well, I just wanted to chime in, man. I love you guys.
Love you too, bro.
All right.
Fun theory. Yeah. But just a theory.
It's just a theory.
Yeah. So it doesn't really change your theology on anything. It's, like, it's, wait, it's wait, like, Goliath's head's not there? This is all wrong.
It's all wrong.
It's all
no.
No, thankfully we don't have to hang our theology on something like that.
But
April 14th, Skull Church, it is going down, and I couldn't be more excited. This is an event. One thing I would ask is prayer for this great city of Albuquerque and for Hearts, because Pastor Levi Lesko and his entire crew coming in here April 14th, and they're going to flip the city upside down. Really stoked for it.
Yeah.
More information, Mitch is posting right now on Facebook. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. But Jesse.
Yeah.
You need to come in more often.
Oh, it's great to be here. It's
yeah.
So good.
You need to hang out with us
so
more.
So good.
So you were just out at a pastor's conference with many, many pastors from all over this great land.
Yes.
What did God do out there, man? What is God doing right now?
Man, it was really outstanding. What I loved about it is just that you're hearing a lot of these older guys, and they just understand so clearly that it can't just stop. It's not time to sit back and make a museum and, like, just rest and be like, oh, this is cool. Like,
right.
There's this crazy fool named Don McClure, and he just was getting out of control. He's like, it doesn't matter if you're not launching, it doesn't matter if you got some huge church, you've just got first class seats in the Titanic, you gotta go forward, keep building campuses, there's more people who need Jesus, he's just going nuts, and there's young dudes, there's this cool guy named Daniel Fosco, and he's like up in Vancouver, Washington. And he just has, like, dreadlocks.
Kelly was telling me so much about
him. He's a senior pastor of, like, a 6,000-person church, but he's got crazy dreadlocks, and I just like him. I just like him. Can I just say that?
You just like... That's totally okay.
I just like that.
That's acceptable.
It just made me happy.
And that's what it's all about, is that forward progress, that movement, the momentum, and that's... I'm stoked for April 14th and for what school church is going to be doing.
There's no finish line but heaven.
Yeah.
That's how you're going to have
absolutely. You know, forgetting what is behind but pressing on. We obviously, that's part of the problem. Paul's words so clearly say, like, one thing, I haven't yet attained the prize.
Yes.
Like, Paul's saying this. This is Paul, wrote 2/3 of the New Testament.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? I haven't yet attained the prize.
NBD, but, just like started 20 churches. Just saw like a million people come to Christ. Hey, no problem. You
know. Yeah, and he was constantly saying, moving forward, pressing on, going forward. I haven't yet grabbed that prize, but that's it. You're right. We won't grab that prize, quote unquote, until we reach eternity, until we step out on that shore of heaven and man. And so I like that concept. I like that of pressing on, always moving forward, not becoming stagnant. And maybe you're somebody who grew up in the church. And you're just kind of not into it these days. You feel like it's full of a lot of legalistic people, a lot of stupid rules and regulations that you don't quite understand, and a bunch of hypocrites. I challenge you. April 14th, it's going to be an incredible evening, 7 p.m.
Some different vibes there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Come on out. Skull Church, bringing it to Albuquerque. And it's going to be amazing. And so come with that baggage. I love one of the promises of God in the book of Jeremiah 29. It says, if you earnestly seek me, you will find me. And so throw away all the ideas of hypocrisy and all the other crap that comes with the church, because you're right. It's there and it's rampant. But that has nothing to do with Jesus Christ himself.
Don't let somebody following Christ poorly stop you from following him well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? One thing that I took away from you, actually, a few years ago, you did a message, and it was about identity theft, and it was about those that basically have stolen the identity. Yeah.
And
there are so many that do that these days, that identity theft, that doing things in the name of Jesus that have nothing to do with the ministry of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And so I encourage anybody listening, maybe you just listen because you dig the music, or you think the morning show's funny, but you just kind of couldn't care any less about church or God or religion. April 14th, Skull Church. It's going to be pretty massive.
It's going to be pretty rad.
So, dude, thanks for coming in.
It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for hanging out with us.
Maybe I'll come back again sometime.
You should. Soon.
You should.
So we always have fun. There it is. All the details right now. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Skull Church coming April 14th. Man, start praying now. Pray for the friends that you want to bring. Pray for the hearts and lives that are going to be changed in Albuquerque, and that forward movement of making Jesus famous, man.
And I say Google it. Google there Skull Church. Check it out. It'll get you psyched.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.